We're starting off Parshas Lech Lecha, continuing our limud from the Sefer of Mayan Beis HaShoeva, from Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab, from the Kehila Kedosha of the Yekis in Kahal Hadas Yishur in KAJ in Washington Heights. And as I said, I was given this Sefer as a gift by Rav Michal Parnas, formerly of JC, now of Heichal HaTorah. And really, it's just, it's gold. It's gold. It's unbelievable. I immerse in the Sefer, and you just come up for air every so often. And let's see how many of the five, six ideas I can get to tonight. I know I have a strict deadline, so we're going to, we'll see what we can get to. We'll see what we get to. It's all good. It's all good. What I want to start with is a wild Medrash that he analyzes so brilliantly. The Medrash tells us that Amir Ablevi Bar Chiyasa Shneips Pa'amim Ksiv Lech Lecha. We know that it writes Lech Lecha two different times by tests of Avraham, right? We know it's in our parsha, V'yomer Hashem El Avraham Lech Lecha Me'artzcha M'ladcham Beis Avicha L'artz Asher Reka. And what's the other time it says Lech Lecha by a test of Avraham? The other time it says Lech Lecha by Avraham is by the Akedah. It's by the Akedah. Avraham is told, Vayomer kachna es bincha sichidcha sharafta es yitzchak velech lecha el eretz hamaria. So the Medrash says that einanu yodin eza chaviva, im harishona im hashniya. I don't know which test was more cherished to Hashem that Avraham passed it. The test of lech lecha me'artzcha or the test of lech lecha el eretz hamaria. And then the Medrash continues, so, ma min mad ksiv velech lecha el eretz hamaria havishnia chaviva min harishonim. The fact that it says lech lecha el eretz hamaria, that tells us that the second is more cherished than the first. Why? Because Rabbi Chia, Rabba v'Rabbiana, echad omer lemakom shahara yotza leolam, that what's the maila, what's the plus of lech lecha el eretz hamaria? Why was the akedah greater? Because el eretz hamaria one says Hamoria is a lashon of hora, instruction. That was the place. They had to go to the place that instruction went out to the world. Kimitzion teitze Torah. V'ochrana amar. The other says lamakum sheyira yatzal olam. The place that yira har hamoria is the lashon of moria, a lashon of yira, of fear of God, of being in awe of God. So Rav Schwab writes Tavarm tamun. What were they thinking? To think that, okay, the Torah uses the same words, lech lecha, lech lecha. And the Medrash says that these Heilige Amoraim, Heilige Tanoim, Pashas, most of these were Amoraim, had a doubt which test was greater. Which test do we talk about all Rosh Hashanah long? Which test do we talk about all Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Right? Do you know what? Every day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, when we say slichos, even though in our shul we cut out a lot of slichos, there's one type of slicha, one category of slicha that are known as akeda slichos. And every day we're sure to say at least one akeda slicha every day of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Like, how does that follow? What were they thinking as they say, what's the hava mina? Whatever would have entered their mind. So Rav Schwab has such an amazing, amazing approach. What a beautiful approach. He says, we're not going to get into the details, but he points out that there's a common misconception based upon the Sefer Seder HaOlam, a book of Jewish chronology of all of Jewish history, that when Avraham leaves to go to Eretz Yisrael, despite what it says, Vayamas Terach Becharon, and this the Medrash already recognizes, Terach was in fact still alive when Avraham leaves to Eretz Yisrael. And not only is Terach still alive, Rav Schwab proves that Terach was a Baal Tshuva at this time. That Terach had rejected the idols that he had grown up with. His son was mashpia on him. V'heshev levavos albanim v'levbanim alavosam. That the lev of the ben, the lev of the child, was mashpia, influenced the parent. And in fact, there is argument to be made because when Terach picks up his family and they leave Ur Kasdim, where are they going to? They're going to Eretz Canaan. They're going to Eretz Canaan. Vayikach Terech is Avram beno Veslot ben Harn beno Vesarei Kaloso Eishes Avram beno Veitzvi Tomi Ur Kasim Lalechas Arza Canaan. They were. He was looking. Some say for shame ve'aver. That Terach was about tshuva, and Terach was on a spiritual journey. Ultimately, he stops in Haran. And so now, the whole concept of Lech Lecha, Me'artch, Mladch, Be'savich, El'artch, Asharareka, takes on a whole different meaning. Because what was Avram Avinu concerned about? He was concerned about the same exact thing he was concerned about by the Akedah. What was Avram's major Nisayon at the Akedah? Of course it was the Nisayon of taking the life of your child. But as Rav Kook and others point out, something that Rav Schwab picks up on, part of the major Nisayon was that Avram Avinu his whole life taught the world about what kind of a God? A merciful God, a loving God, a God that abhors human sacrifice. Certainly child sacrifice. And now Hashem tells Avram, Kachna es bincha. Avram Avinu could have said, what happened to Kel Rachum v'chana? All my life's work is going to go kaput. I'm going to lose everything. God, by telling me to do this, everything I've set up until now, I was all a faker. I'm going to lose all the adherence. I'm going to lose all the inspiration I caused into the world. All the people I brought close to you are going to walk away if I shecht my son. But did Avram ask that? He didn't ask that. And Rav Schwab said he had the same nisayon here. The nisayon here was, Hashem, I was makar of my elderly father. I'm now going to abandon my elderly father and just go? How am I going to do that? What are people going to say? Nefashos asher asu b'charon, when they were in Haran together. The Terach took them, they were on there at Canaan, they got stuck in Haran. Nefashos asher asu b'charon. In Haran, Avram was mekarev, some midrashim, hundreds, some midrashim, thousands of people with Sarah. Now Hashem says, Avram, get up, go, leave your father. What? It's the same Nisayon, Rav Schwab says. What's the difference? The difference is Eretz HaMoriah. What does that mean? So he explains, and he in fact is a medrash, a Bereshis Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, don't worry, you go to Eretz Canaan, you go where I'm showing you, because I'm going to exempt you from Kibbud Av V'Em. Right? Don't worry, you're going to be potter from Kibbud Av V'Em. Don't worry. Meaning, that was the one concern he had. How do I leave my father? Right? Hashem said, don't worry, I'll exempt you from Kibbud Av V'Em. In terms of the Chil Hashem that he was concerned about causing, that Hashem didn't tell him anything. So what the Medrash is saying, according to Rav Schwab, that taina of don't worry about your elderly father, I've given you a p'tur from Kibbud Av V'Em, Rav Schwab suggests that was only for Avram Avinu. No one else ever got such a p'tur. But when it came to Har HaMoriah, when it came to the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, he suggests that from the Akedah, Yatza Hora L'chol HaOlam, there was a directive, there was a divine directive given to all Jewish people from Har HaMoriah on, that what? V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. Afilu hu notel es nafshecha. At Har HaMoriah, that's where there was instruction given to all Jews for all time, that it could be you're going to have to give up your life for God. That is a possibility. And he said that the fact that that was for the whole world, where the concept of Yira went out to the world from Har Hashem Yira'eh, meaning Avram taught about love, and it's very easy to teach about love and to inspire with love. You know what it's a lot harder to inspire with? Fear. Atya dati kirei elokimata. Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. Meaning there were lessons for all time from Har HaMoriah, but not necessarily from Lech Lecha. Although the Chaye Yodam does say, an interesting halachic diuk, that if parents object to someone's aliyah, you could disregard the parents halachically. From Avram, and I'm just saying theoretically. If anyone, I don't know if David asked permission. I don't, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm sure you were so happy that he was going to fulfill, maybe. But the Rav Schwab says that this was the question that the Medrash faced, that Amoraim was struggling with. With Lech Lecha is greater. Because they're both nisyonos of what? Of doing something for God that seems to be the antithesis of what you imagine God would want from you. Both of them have this aspect of the nisyon that we've spoken of so often, that they're a tikkun, that Avram was the fixing of the sin of Adam and Chava. Because the sin of Adam and Chava was what? Remember, we've spoken about this many times. The sin of Adam and Chava was they wanted to define good and bad, not God. They wanted to eat from the tree, then they'll be like God, Yodei Tov V'Ra, that we'll decide, we'll know what's good and bad. Comes Avraham, both in the nisayon of Lech Lecha in the beginning of our parsha, the first nisayon, and the nisayon of Lech Lecha, his tenth nisayon. And both of them have what underlying challenge of saying that, listen, Avram, I know you think this is going against everything that I am, but this is what I want you to do. And Avram says, okay. Avram says, okay, this is what I'm going to do. What Kierkegaard calls, right, the leap into the absurd. That's what faith is. The idea that I'm mevatel my das, meaning I have no das. Adam and Chava wanted das, I have no das. That's what both Lech Lecha. So then, which is greater? I don't know, which is greater? So he's saying the one that's greater is the Lech Lecha of Har HaMoriah, because that was for all time. That was instructions for us for all time. The Haraya, and the proof is, I think, that when we do talk about Yom Narum, exactly what we started the question with, the fact that we hold on to the Akedah as really paradigm of self-sacrifice, something that we believe Hashem remembers La'olam Vaed, right? That the ashes of Yitzchak, even though Baruch Hashem Yitzchak Avinu was not shechted, but the ashes of Yitzchak, we say, are still gathered together by the Kisei HaKavod, meaning Ki'ilu, that it happened. But that's the lesson of the sacrifice. And that's why the Lech Lecha in our parsha is not as great as the Lech Lecha in the next parsha. But each one, meaning this mid of Avram Avinu, what Emuna means is to understand that we really don't understand. To understand that there are limits to a finite mind, that we can't comprehend the infinite, that it's totally beyond. And of course there are questions. But as in a great interview with William Crystal, with Bill Crystal, not the comedian, Bill Crystal, the neoconservative pundit, in an interview with him, oh my gosh, I'm blanking, passed away, the Fox News contributor, the psychiatrist that was paralyzed, that died this past year. Oh my gosh, no one, I have his picture in front of me, so, okay, the name's going to come to me and I'm just going to blurt it out. But anyway, you know, he's an op-ed writer in like all of the newspapers, Washington, okay, it's going to come to me and I'm going to forget. What? I'm going to remember it and then I'm going to blurt it out. But when Bill Crystal was interviewing him, and he said, and the person he was interviewing said that it's important to be able to live with questions and contradictions. And he told him, I learned that from my upbringing in going to yeshiva and studying Talmud, because in studying Talmud, they teach you that sometimes teku, Tishbi Yitaritz, this is what he says in the interview, Tishbi Yitaritz Kushus Va'abayas, that sometimes the Gemara ends it with a question, and it ends with the word teku. What does teku mean? Tishbi Yitaritz Kushus Va'abayas, that Eliyahu Tishbi, Elijah the prophet, is going to come and answer all the difficult questions that we have. And he says, it taught me that, you know what? Sometimes you live with questions. And as Jews, that's what Avraham Avinu taught us, that we live with questions. You think we're going to get all the answers? We're not going to get all the answers. It's impossible to get all the answers. But this is, and these are the bookend tests of Avraham Avinu that we read about in the Torah. Both of these Lech Lechas, both of these Lech Lechas challenge us to suspend our rationality at times. So that's one idea from the parsha, one beautiful idea, deep idea of the Lech Lecha, what Lech Lecha really meant. And, you know, we always say Lech Lecha means rejecting the idolatrous past. Rav Schwab saying, no, Lech Lecha is from the Baal Tshuva, elderly Baal Tshuva father that you made, Lech Lecha. Talk about a much greater challenge for Avram. Like, you know, with an idolatrous, okay, they're all idolaters, okay, no, they're sweet, okay, I'll mail you a New Year's card, Dad. You know what I mean? But they were frum. What's he doing? It's a much bigger challenge. It's a much bigger challenge in that way. Okay, and moving on. The next pasuk. We'll go on to the next pasuk. Next pasuk or the third pasuk? Okay, we don't have a lot of time. Let's go. let's go to the third pasuk. Va'avarcha mivarechecha, mekalelcha aar v'nivrchu v'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama. So we see that this pasuk, this is the pasuk v'nivrchu v'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama. This is the pasuk that tells us that a Jew to a certain degree is supposed to be a universal citizen. V'nivrchu v'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama. Rav Schwab says that what this teaches us is that a Jew has two modes of relating to the world. And he says one is the mold of Avram Avinu, that his branches reach out into the entire world and is supposed to lift up the whole world. That's the challenge of Avram. That's v'nivrchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama. But then we also have the mold of a Yaakov Avinu. And we know when we talk about Yaakov Avinu, we know that what Bilam tells us about Yaakov Avinu, that hein am levadad yishkan, that there's a nation that lives alone. Yaakov is not connected to the rest of the world. He really lives in solitude. We say in Vizos Abracha, v'yishkan Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov, that Yaakov mamish is alone. He leads a solitary life. And Rav Schwab says that those are two molds of Klal Yisrael, of the covenantal community. One is that we're really supposed to reach out into the world and affect the world and lift up the world. And the other, and that's the mold of Avram, that's v'nivrchu v'chal kol mishpachos ha'adama, that you should be a blessing to all the families of the world, not just your family. For all the families of the world, you're supposed to be a blessing. But then there's the Yaakov hein am levadad yishkan, the nation that is apart. And he says that these two aspects of service of God, understanding these two things helps us understand the very troubling Gemara in Shabbos Pei Tasamid Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos Pei Tasamid Beis tells us that in the future, Hashem is going to come to Avram Avinu and is going to say, Avram, your children sin. And Avram will say to Hashem, Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha, they should be wiped out. They should die al Kedusha, then you should punish them. Sanctify their names with their deaths. He says, okay, God says, let me go to Yaakov Avinu. He had more tzar gidol banim. He knew, you know, he gave more to raise his kids maybe. Goes to Yaakov. Yaakov, chatu banecha. And Yaakov says, yimachu al kedusha shemecha. Same thing as Avram. Same thing as Avram. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo besavei taima velo bedardiki etza. Not in the old man is there good reasoning. Not in the young one is there good counsel. So he goes to Yitzchak. And he says, Yitzchak, your children have sinned. And Yitzchak responds to God, Banai velo banecha. What do you mean? They're my kids. They're not your kids.
And how much time
right?
Do they have had to say?
Right. So that we're not going to go into the whole thing. But Yitzchak Avinu is the only one that goes to bat for us. And the question is why? Why is Yitzchak Avinu? Especially when we think that Yitzchak Avinu is din. Yitzchak Avinu is the one that's known as strict justice. We've pointed out in past years. Go to the videotape. Go to the Shaaril's notes, right? Yitzchak Avinu is the midah of din, of gevura, strict justice. That's why Yitzchak Avinu never is the main character in a parsha by himself. He always shares the limelight with someone else. Either shares the limelight with his father or shares the limelight with his son. Yitzchak is never the main character in a parsha. He's never even the main av in a parsha. Chayisara, only at the end of the parsha. Beginning of the parsha, it's all Avram and Eliezer. Okay, after Chayisar comes Toldos, Yitzchak, no. Toldos is all about Yaakov stealing the brachos with Rivka from Yitzchak. Yitzchak is never alone in a parsha because he's din, strict justice. Strict justice is never supposed to be alone. Strict justice always has to be tempered by something else. And Yitzchak is the one that comes to defend the Jewish people. How can this be? So Rav Schwab says, it's based upon exactly the idea that we were just talking about, that Avram and Yaakov represent missions for the Jewish people as a whole. When the Jewish people fail in their missions, whether of Avram Avinu to reach out into the world, or the mission of Yaakov Avinu to build a holy insular society, so each one says, listen, they didn't fulfill my mission. So what am I supposed to do? So yimach al kedusha shemecha. Let their deaths be the sanctification of your name. They didn't live up to the to the directions. They didn't live up to the hope that I set out for them. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yitzchak, what was Yitzchak Avinu all about? Yitzchak Avinu was the ultimate individual. Yitzchak Avinu was an Ola Tamima. He lived a life that was not to be replicated by the Jewish people as a whole. That's why he doesn't have a parsha on his own. He's the Av that we know the least about. He's the forefather that we know the least about. That even with his wife, that he loved very much. Bar Vanel says the greatest love between ever any of the Avos and Imos was between Yitzchak and Rivka. But yet even their communications weren't clear with one another. I mean, even his wife, who loved him so deeply and he loved her so deeply, he wasn't like of this world. She was in awe of him. She couldn't communicate with him properly, the Nitziv famously says. He was so beyond. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yitzchak Avinu, Chatu Banecha, your children sinned, he says, Tashem, what do you mean? Banai v'lo Banecha? Meaning, listen, they're sinners, but there are them, that there are individuals in every generation, whether you want to call them the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, whatever you want to call them, there are Tzaddikim in every generation that are Yitzchak Avinu Jews, that are just not of this world, that literally are in a different plane. People that when you watch them daven, you're just like, okay, it's not, I can't do that, you know, like a normal people can't daven like that every day. People that do things that would seem to contradict normal human behavior to the extreme. But yet they exist, they walk among us. You know, the Vilna Gaon, one of his students wrote about his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, that even though his feet touched the same dirt that my feet touched, he lived in a different planet. They were guaranteed that when he looked around, he saw things very differently than they saw him. Just a totally different. So Yitzchak Avinu tells Hashem, there are Jews like me in every generation. I'm not giving up on the Jewish people just because they sinned. What, that my kids are not your kids? No, together. Jewish people are a mix. And he said, there are Jews, my type of Jews that are there. And what's interesting is he continues on, and Yitzchak Avinu defends Klal Yisrael even further. There's something that we learned a little while ago during the Yom Naram season, that he says that if Yitzchak is really din, there's a halacha, there's a din, that chayev adam ladan es kol adam lakaf zechus. There's a din, there's a law that you have to judge other people favorably. And we know it's from a pasuk that actually says, but tzedek tishbot amisecha, that you should judge your people righteously. Meaning it's a din, but tzedek tishbot, you have to judge them. Meaning there's a concept of din, of judging a certain way. So that's why that Avram Avinu looks at the Jewish people as a whole, says they didn't do their mission, they're done. Yaakov looks at, they didn't do their mission, they're done. Yitzchak says, why are we looking at everyone? First of all, if we're looking at everyone, we are obligated to give the benefit of the doubt, dan lekaf zechus. And in fact, Rav Schwab says, you don't think he knew who Esav was? He knew who Esav was. But even in Esav, there was good. He was trying to judge Esav favorably. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. He saw Esav as Esav was, but a person who was din says, bidin, every person has good. Who am I to throw that person out? The person has good in him. Who am I to say that that good is dead? Who am I to say that that good can't be redeemed? So when we talk about Avram being a blessing for all the people, and Yaakov Avinu representing a different approach of Knesset Yisrael, Yitzchak Avinu says doesn't represent Knesset Yisrael as a whole. He represents the individuals. And that's why, okay, we're not going to get into it, but that's why at the end of Nishmas, if you ever notice on Shabbos, when we end Nishmas, Shochinan, Maram, Bekadosh, Befi, Yisham, Tzalal, Avdivri, Tzadikim, Tisbarach, we spell out Yitzchak, because on Shabbos we're all connected to Yitzchak. On Shabbos, we're in a different place. We're not Avram. On Shabbos, we're all those Yechidim of Yitzchak Avinus. And, okay, we got two ideas in 30 seconds or less. Okay, so I'll have to save other ideas for next year. I won't say you missed the best one, but you missed some really good ones. But no. But I will just, we'll end with one Gemara and Pesachim, just a practical idea for us. When we daven, this is in Pasuk Beis. So we did something on the first Pasuk, right? What the Nisayin of Lech Lecha really was, comparing it to the Lech Lecha of the Akedah. On the third Pasuk, that Avram represented a certain facet of Jewish destiny of influencing the world, as opposed to Yaakov, a totally different, and as opposed to Yitzchak, that was really a different world. He represented the Yechidim. In the second pasuk, so if you look in Rashi quotes the Gemara in Psachim. Right, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Psachim, and he says, "The Escha Lagoy Gadol, I'll make you a great nation." Zesha Omer Melkei Avram, that Avram is like a nation. That God's name is attached to an individual. Hashem doesn't attach his name to an individual. So Avram was like a whole nation. Okay, Avram, Vavarecha, Varecha, and I'll bless you even more. Zesha Omer Melkei Yitzchak, Vagad L'Shemecha, I'll make your name great even further. Zesha Omer Melkei Yaakov, Yochal, you Chosman B'chulon. I might think that when you seal the bracha, it's with all of them. Tamalomer v'heye bracha, dechachosmin, and you'll be the blessing with you and not with them. So there are many different interpretations that we've learned together before. Different ideas that Avram Avinu his chesed at the end of time. That's how we'll seal the galus with the mid of chesed. But Rav Schwab said we know that every Jew has two aspects to her and to him. One is that you're a Jew because of the mesorah that you have. And the other is that you're a Jew because you found God on your own. Meaning we have to have both of them. And what's interesting, he says, this is the Lamaisa part that I liked so much, it maybe you can actually use in your own service of Hashem. He says when you bow at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, you're bowing to show that we are part of the Jewish people, that we're submitting ourselves to this concept of Mesorah. That we bow to the God of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that we are a link in a chain. That's when you're bowing the first time. He says when you bow the second time at Magen Avram, what are you bowing to? What are the words we say right before? Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen. Rav Aryeh Kaplan points out in Jewish meditation, Melech is a very far relationship. You know, in England, I think they ever see the Queen. You think they ever have tea with the Queen? Who knows? Melech, so far away. Ozer, someone helps you. That's, you cry out to someone, hey, help! Someone comes help you. Moshiach is someone who saves you. You're just screaming out. You know there's danger, but you're just screaming out. You don't know who's helping you. Moshiach, someone swoops in to save the day. That's closer. And Magen, what's a Magen? Magen is a shield. Magen, you wear on your back. You don't even know that the arrows are bouncing off of you. So we bow after Melech Ozer Moshiach Magen. Each word is bringing God closer and closer and closer to us ourselves. It's not only about the broader relationship as part of the Shalshelas HaMesorah, the chain, but it's also that we bow as an individual. And those are the two different bowings. Why you bow at the beginning of that bracha and at the end of the bracha. So homework is to figure out how that connects to modem. Why you bow at the beginning of modem and then at the end of the modem. Okay, just something to think about. Okay, have a good night.